First reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, and beginning to read at verse 3. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. The Gospel reading is from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, beginning to read at verse 14. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, the master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more shall be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, David. If you have Jesus Christ in your life today, do you feel amazingly different? Do you feel full of life, full of fervour, full of energy, full of the very verve itself, full of passion? I feel like a very much a changed person. If you do, then you have Christ in your life. If you don't, then you're struggling to find him. Because the whole point of coming to know Jesus Christ is that he makes us a new person. Now, when Nicodemus came to Jesus in the dark hours of the night, Nicodemus asks, how can we become a new person? Well, Jesus says, it's not by being born again by human nature, but it's being born again in the Spirit of God. So spiritually, we are born again. And baptism, of course, is an outward sign of that inward grace, of being made new in Jesus Christ. And so if you have Christ in your life, we should feel different. We should feel alive. And it's a gift from God that we come to Him in faith. Faith is a gift. Having a life changed is a gift from God. Being alive in God is a gift. And it's not just a life today, but it's a life forevermore. And so in that sense of being made new, we should be very passionate about who we are and about God. And last week, Janet talked about being then a living sacrifice, offering ourselves up in that servitude, in that way of life, in which we serve God and serve one another. And so being made new in Jesus Christ and having that servant heart, we also come to recognise that we have the Holy Spirit, not a million miles away, but the Holy Spirit lives in us. That's where the Holy Spirit lives. He is a gift from God. And Jesus tells us that when He leaves this world, He will leave us a Spirit, an advocate, a helper to help us through. So the whole point of the gift of the Spirit of God is to then give us gifts, to equip us and help us and prepare us to manage any event or activity or situation or circumstance or pains or struggles or trepidations, all these things. The Spirit is there to help us. And that's the purpose of Him, the meaning of the Spirit being given to us. As it says in 1 Corinthians, that the Spirit has been given to us to help build up the church. And that's you and I. So that's the purpose. What kind of gifts of the Spirit are out there? If you have a gift of the Spirit, what is it? It's a God-given gift, but it also helps to use our natural skills and our natural talents. And so in our reading from Romans, Paul works his idea out that there are many gifts, but he lists some of them. He says some of those gifts are for prophecy, that's like discerning the will of God, for serving, for teaching, for encouraging, for giving, leading, mercy. But he didn't just say you've got that gift. He says, if you've got the gift of teaching, teach. If you've got the gift of serving, well then serve. If you've got the gift of mercy, then show mercy. If you've got the gift of encouraging, then encourage. And so on. So we've got this gift. There's no point just holding it for ourselves. But that gift is to be used, not just to build up the church, but to serve everybody in your life. So thinking about the gift you have, and thinking about this message from our gospel reading in Matthew, in which Jesus talks in the parable. And the parables always, always have a hidden meaning about the kingdom of heaven. So in this parable, Jesus talks about us having been given a special treasure from heaven. Some say bags of silver, some say bags of gold, some say 5 talents, which is hundreds of thousands of pounds in today's currency. So they've been given this wealth as this man then goes off on the long journey. And this man, of course, is Jesus. So while he's away, he says to one person, there's 5 bags of silver. To another, there's 2 bags of silver. To another, there's 1 bag of silver. Each giving to their own abilities. So the person with 1 bag is no less than the person with 5 bags. He just needs that 1 bag to carry out his task. Or the person that's needed 5 bags to carry out their task. And after a long time, the man comes back. And that is a metaphor or a sign of Jesus who will come back. And when he comes back, just like this man, he'll go up to the first servant. And the first servant will say, Lord, you gave me 5 bags, but look, I've got 5 bags more. And the man knows that the person's used that gift to help others and to invest and grow in that gift. And so Jesus says to him, or the man says to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I'll give you more. Come and enjoy my happiness with you." God is happy. He's so made up. His emotions are so positive for this person that he's used this gift, not just for himself, but for everybody. And likewise, he goes to the second man. And the man comes up and says, "Look, Master, you gave me 2 bags, and now I've got 4. And the man says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've made my day. You've been absolutely brilliant. You've taken what I've given to you, and you've made it grow in your life, in your heart. And I'm pleased for you, good and faithful servant, to come. I'll give you more. Come enjoy my happiness." But there's a warning here. And the last man is a stark warning when he comes up to Jesus or to the man or the master and says, "Master, you gave me 1 bag, but I was afraid of you." The other two, in which he had been entrusted these bags, lived out those gifts in faith. But this person only had fear for the master, and he buries it. And then he brings it out again, says, "There, you can have your gift back again. I've done nothing with it." And the master, the man, Jesus, turns to him and says, "You wicked and you lazy servant. I gave you the special gift to do something with, and you've done nothing." And so he says to the two, "Come with me, I will give you more." But to this one, he says, "I will take what you think you've even got left away from you. The two will remain in life and light, but you will remain in darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, a horrible place to be, the endless darkness." So the challenge for us today is to recognize that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have a gift. It's not an opt-in and an opt-out situation. You are already in it. He's given you a special gift to help you in life. But not just to help you, but to help your neighbor, your friends, your family, and the stranger. To help everybody. And that's what Tommy's little goodie box was all about. God gave me those gifts that I might help others as well. But if we don't use that gift that we are responsible for, and then God says he's not going to be pleased with us. There's a bitterness in his response. There's a real negativeness. And he's upset and he's displeased. So if you have that gift, the challenge is to work out what it is. Some of you may be serving already and doing lots of things through that gift. And that's great. Carry on. Let me encourage you to keep on going. But for others, it might be really, really hard to understand what it's all about. So the challenge is then to find some time to pray to God and ask him what that gift might be. And it might be that it's an extraordinary gift God gives you. Or you might find that it's just a very helpful servant heart. It might be for the short term. It might be for the long term. But I know when I first started off as a Christian, I was a very painfully shy person. And I might have shared the story one or two of you before. But the first thing I was asked to do was to come and do a reading, like David did on our church service this morning. And I said, "Oh, yeah, okay, I'll try and do that." And then as I was preparing to come and read the Bible in front of people in the service, I remembered that at school, I hated reading out loud. And I don't know if school's like that today, but when they're reading the story out, each person reads out a sentence each, and you go on to the next person. And when it came towards me, I couldn't do it. I couldn't say the word "the" and things like that. I just froze up. I got so tense and so nervous that I just failed completely. And the teacher then moved on to the next person, knowing my face had just drained of all its love what I was doing. I just couldn't do it. And so as I come to do the Bible reading, all those fears and feelings came back again. I thought, I just can't do this. But I dragged myself up to the front and I opened up the Bible and started to read a passage from Matthew. And as I was reading it, the vicar came down the aisle and said, "Tom, you've got the wrong reading." And I had to find again exactly where it was. And then I just thought, "Oh, I just can't do this." But then I felt this amazing peace come upon me. I can't explain it. It's just a tremendous peace, as if God was saying, "I'm with you. And this is what I'm all about. I'm here to help you and equip you and enable you to do it in my name. And they realized then I was doing it all for God and not for myself. And that's what the gift of the Spirit is all about. So today, God's now and again equips me to be able to teach you certain things from the Bible. So I can't tell you what gift you've got and you must use it. I can only tell you and teach you what the Bible says. And that's the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit leads us to all truth. So now you've heard my teaching, the choice now is up to you what to do with that gift of God. You can find out more about it, learn about it, love it, and live it, and use it. Or you can just bury it and forget about it. I can only teach you that if you choose one option, you will live in the joy of God. You'll find eternal life, and you live in the light of God. If you opt for the other one, you will live in darkness and not have the love and relationship of God in your life. I'm just teaching you what it says in the Bible. So now, the choice and the options are up to you. Most of you have been given a bit of information about giving in grace. One was about last week's sacrificial living, and this week is about that gift of the Spirit. I'm sitting away with you. They're there for you to, in your own time, to mull over and think what it is God is doing in your life and what he's given you. And you're right, Maximus. He is, he's fine. And he's fine, really, isn't he? He's fine. And those guys are hiding well underneath there. But children are a gift from God. They are a gift of life. And so in our time of baptism, after the next song, we're going to really all engage into the special time in which these two young children in their early years are going to take their first step of faith. And when you become a Christian, God straight away gives you his Holy Spirit. But these two children are going to be depending on their folks and their godparents to raise them up in that early journey of their life. So that each step they take, okay, Maximus living out the scenario here, each step they take brings them closer to the kingdom of heaven.